Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and you're on Woke with Anthony. Ah, oh, man, it feels like it's been a while since I've been on here. You know, just busy with other crap, but, you know, I'm going to try and get everything out to you guys as soon as possible. You know, we got football coming up, so, you know, they got to do a couple of pieces on that, and, you know, everything I heard, you know, basketball, I guess it's LeBron versus Kawhi, supposed to be the opening game, so that's going to be fun, but just going to be talking about, you know, just different weird stuff, and I guess go from there, man. But what is up, everybody? Man, it was, it's been like the craziest thing, man. I had like a medical scare and blood clots and all that stuff, and oh man, it's been a ride, man. But today I just want to talk about, you know, like kind of, I wouldn't say necessarily explain my scare, but just talk about life in general as far as, you know, accidents and medical emergencies and all of that stuff. Because, you know, when, so I was admitted to the hospital, you know, they found out I had, pulmonary embolisms, you know, that's like the scary name for it, I guess, but, bunch of blood clots in both of my lungs, and, you know, which is, I guess it's supposed to be like a scary thing, and, you know, everybody's, oh man, you know, like, how are you doing, man, you know, getting flowers and, oh man, that's crazy. And to me, I was just kind of, you know, I guess it was a scary thing, but to me, I'm like, yo, it could have been so much worse. Like, you know, if I hadn't called, you know, if it could have been, you know, some days or weeks went by and then, you know, I just really didn't pay mind to it, and I just wouldn't be talking to you right now. So, I guess, you know, it's definitely a cool thing that I caught it early, but going back to, you know, just everybody kind of freaking out about what, you know, what was going on, and they were, you know, they were like, you know, why am I not freaking out about it? And, you know, part of me is just like, you know, it's still pretty serious because, you know, it's just, you know, it's not good when your blood clots up, you know, and it could be, like, fatal, you know. And, you know, if I had waited days or weeks, you know, it could have been fatal. But, you know, I caught it and, you know, I'm just kind of like, it could have been so much worse. And when I tell everybody that, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, but, you know, it's still a serious thing. And I'm like, yeah, but to be honest, you know, like, I'm 26, you know, some people don't, you know, some people don't see 20 years old, some people don't even see, you know, 5 years old, so I believe every day is a blessing, and, you know, I look at it as such, because, you know, and that's kind of the reason I talk about, you know, just kind of not working these bullshit jobs, you know, and sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So I get, like, you know, I get that to an extent, you know, because everybody's not going to think like me, and, you know, that, like, that's fine and dandy, because I always say, you know, I would rather have that mentality, kind of, just because it seems a lot easier, you know, just to go, you know, find a job that you make decent money and then just go through life kind of, you know, like, just living like a normal life. But, you know, that's just not my mentality. And so kind of sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. But I just thank, you know, I thank God for every day that I'm on this earth. You know, it's so easy, you know, it's so easy to just, you know, wake up and, oh my gosh, you know, look, I got to go to work now, or, you know, I got to go to school now, or, you know, and you're worrying about everything, you know, whether that be your relationship or, You know, you're worried about paying bills or, you know, even to the extent of like having a roof over your head and you're just not sure about a lot of stuff. You know, that's life. And I always say, you know, it could always be so much worse. And when some people say that, you know, it's kind of like one of those cliche things. But I really do like, you know, I live like this, you know, so I try and take advantage of every day, you know, and sometimes, you know, sometimes that doesn't really mean, you know, it doesn't mean like, oh, yeah, like I got to do this and that every day. No, that just means, you know, like sometimes I might say, oh, hey, you know, like I haven't spent a lot of time with my wife lately. Maybe I'll do that. Or, hey, you know, like my nephew has a game, you know, I got to go, you know, we'll go to that. Or, hey, one of my former students or something, you know, I used to work at it after school. You know, one of my former students is like playing football or has a graduation, you know, and the parents will text me and say, hey, you know, you want to come and, you know, I'll go over there, you know, and it's just those small things, those small differences that you make just by showing up to a like game, you know, and especially, you know, when they're not expecting you to. Because nobody really expects you to just like, you know, take time out of your life to, you know, help them out or help the kids out or anything like that. So whenever you get the chance to do something for somebody, it's always, you know, and you never know what somebody's going through. So that's always a good thing. You know, working in the schools kind of, you know, showed me, because I had homeless kids and, you know, kids with just crappy parents and, you know, kids with low self-esteem, suicidal kids. So, you know, like going through stuff like that and just listening to stories and witnessing it every day kind of gave me just like a different perspective. And going back to, you know, like the scare and everything was, you know, I was like, when it first happened and they told me the news, I was just kind of like, you know, I guess I was, you know, I was in a hospital and I was just like, oh God, you know, I don't know what this means. I don't really understand that stuff. But, you know, like then it was just like, oh, you know, it's pretty manageable and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we do need to keep you under surveillance and we need to manage everything and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, it was scary, but it was also, you know, like enlightening, meaning like, you know, now, you know, I'm really even pushed more to kind of, you know, go out and do more and, you know, just like scares like that, you know, like what if it ended all today? You know, like when you go through something like that, you just kind of, you think about it a little bit more. You just think about, you know, like if you didn't want kids, you know, like maybe you go, oh man, you know, like maybe, you know, maybe I do want kids, you know, like what if, you know, like what if I did die today? Or, you know, maybe you don't spend enough time with your friends or your family or your parents, you know, so it kind of gives you an outlook like that. And, you know, if you, I know a lot of people hate on Nickelback. I'm not really sure why, but they have a song called If Today Was Your Last Day. And, you know, I listen to that song constantly because, you know, especially when I'm working out, because it's just, you know, like, what if today, you know, like, what if today was your last day? You know, like, are you happy? Like, are you happy doing what you're doing if that's your last moment? And, you know, if you're not, like, how can you change that? And so, you know, and that's what I look at. You know, you obviously, you know, especially when you're young, you know, I'm pretty young. So, you know, when you're young, you do have to bite the bullet of a lot of stuff. You might have to work some crappy jobs. You might have to, you know, bite the bullet on a couple different things. So, you know, and that's fine, you know, like, because this all doesn't, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, even, you know, as cliche as that might sound. But, you know, it's true, you know, the time's going to pass regardless. So, you know, just take it day by day. You know, when you take something day by day, it's, you know, like it might seem like, oh, you know, like when am I going to be here? When am I going to be there? But, you know, like you, it's not about the big moments in life. It's about all the small moments that lead up to that big moment, because, you know, doing, you know, it's just doing all the small things right. You know, life is just, you know, just like football, you know, it's a matter of inches, you know, and, you know, you keep clawing and you keep clawing and you fight, you know, for those extra couple of inches, you know, and in this case, you know, when we're talking about life, you're just fighting, you know, day by day, you know, like going, you know, we're all dealing with shit, you know, some depression and anxiety. You know, some failing marriages, you know, some are, you know, dealing with losses. So, you know, that's, you know, family members, friends, you know, we all deal with so much stuff. But whenever we're still here, that means we just got to keep moving. No matter how big the loss might be, you know, there was just on the news in our school district. You know, a kid just died on the second day of school. And so, you know, that's freaking like super sad. And I would not wish that on anyone. And it sucks, you know, like especially, you know, nobody wants to outlive their children. So, you know, that's like really bad. And but then you like in. You know, everybody goes, oh, but what? You know, it's a terrible, you know, but I think we all have to be able to admit that, you know, there's tragedy. That's just, you know, like, that's just life. You know, and some people might never experience tragedy like some of us. You know, no, like, some people can go through life and not really experience much of anything. You know, their parents live for a long time and their grandparents live for a long time and they have kids and they live and, you know, everything's just peachy, you know, like, and not peachy as in like nothing ever happens bad to them, but peachy as in, you know, you didn't really deal with a loss and, you know, your marriage is going good or whatever like happens. But for most of us, you know, we're going to have to deal with a lot of that stuff. So, you know, I don't even know what the word to use is, but, you know, like, we understand that people die. We understand that life in general is just temporary, or at least some of us, you know, I know people are working on freezing people and all sorts of weird things like that. But, you know, and this, you know, and I believe in God. So, you know, God's will be done. And that's really all I say. And I believe that can, you know, that can help a lot of people with a lot of different things. And, you know, just for... Especially, you know, especially in the realm of just losing people, because that seems to be the hardest on everybody, because nobody ever can imagine losing somebody out of their life. But then, you know, it just happens, you know, God giveth and he taketh away. And I believe, you know, you kind of, there's no, like, I don't like, you know, the only way I believe you get through this is you have to believe that there's, you know, like there's something better at hand. And for like, and for me, you know, all of this is temporary anyway, you know, like, and that's why, you know, that's why you're on this earth, you know, you develop relationships, you have jobs and you do all that stuff and then you die. And as morbid as that might sound, you know, that's just like that's how it is, you know. like the people, you know, and it's cool, you know, you people want to live to your 100 and, you know, and I do focus on vitality at this time, but, you know, it's not to live. It's not like I don't focus on vitality to live just to I'm 100 years old, which, you know, like I would have no problem with that. But it's, you know, it's the quality of life, you know, not the quantity of life, because, you know, if you live to 100 years old and you didn't get anything accomplished, you didn't help anybody, you didn't really do anything, you know, like, why, you know, like, why are you still, or, you know, like, maybe you could have, because I also believe that if you're still on this earth, you know, like, you still have a, like, you still have a plan, you know, God still has a plan for your life, and that's why, you know, when people commit suicide, I just, you know, like, I am baffled by it, because, you know, so many people work so hard to just stay alive, and then, you know, people just, you know, say, oh, I can't deal with this anymore, you know, like, let me take my life, which is so bananas, and I hope they, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they're coming at all of this from different angles, but a lot of that is mental health, so I'm hoping that those people do get the help that they need and the help that they definitely deserve, because, you know, that, like, that just, you know, that kind of baffles me, you know, because, and I've been at a low point, man. I've been in a very dark place when I'm trying to figure out, you know, like, why am I even here? So I understand, you know, I understand that fully, like, depression, anxiety, suicide. Like, I understand that to the full extent. But it, like, it's just crazy, you know. It's, like, and it's a mental, like, it's really, it's just a mental illness. And we have to figure out a way to, you know, we got to come up with a plan in order to get those people help so that they don't feel that way. Because, you know, I feel life is already too short. And, you know, those people have, you know, brothers and sisters and moms and dads and wives and husbands, and, you know, they just feel like they would rather take their own life, which, you know, like how did that affect the people around them, you know, how is it affecting them today? And so, you know, but going back to, you know, I got a little bit sidetracked. But, you know, going back to, you know, just kind of living, living in the moment, I guess, you know, because tomorrow, like, tomorrow's not promised. And a lot of people, you know, just like, you know, it's just like being a kid, you know, you feel like you're owed something, you know, but, you know, we're not owed anything. You know, like, life in general is a gift. And especially if you're, like, right now listening to me, you probably have more than the average people on earth. You know, you're probably up with the technology, you know, and those of us with cars and houses and, you know, just, like, having a roof over our head and being able to come home and watch TV and, you know, eat whatever we want. You know, we really do have it good, and we should take advantage. We should definitely take advantage of every day. And, you know, just this medical scare was just, you know, kind of opened my eyes up a little bit. But, you know, I'm really happy that, I wouldn't say I'm happy that it happened, but maybe it was just something that needed to happen. Because, you know, I'm constantly, and it's my perception on everything. I'm constantly doing something, you know, I'm constantly looking to, you know, do content writing for somebody, or, you know, like, I'm at the, my office working, you know, 60 hours a week, and, you know, I'm writing, I'm podcasting. You know, I'm always on the go, you know, like, I'm helping people coach and, you know, I'm going to my nephew's games and I'm going to my sister's games and, you know, just doing, you know, doing a lot of stuff, trying to, you know, hopefully set my family up for the future. And, you know, that's like, and it's not, you know, it's not lost on me that, you know, all of us that, you know, experience like loss and, you know, just like different, you know, different things in life, you know, it's not lost on me that we all will handle it differently. But, you know, if we all just kind of went into it with the mindset of, you know, just like, you know, I can't control it. And, you know, although it hurt, you know, you grieve how you grieve. But I know that I'm still here and I have to move on. You know, if you're going to move on, you know, move on in that person's name. You know, my granddad died early. My granddad died when I was, I wouldn't say early, you know, because he was like 73. So I don't think that's early. That's a really good life. But, you know, I think I was like 10 or 11 at the time. And he was probably definitely the closest person in my life outside of my outside of my parents. So that one hit me hard. And, you know, growing up, you know, I would do his taxes and, you know, I would help him out with the bills. And, you know, he would just say, you know, like, hey, you know, you're going to do something with your life. You're going to be something. And, you know, so I take that with me everywhere now. You know, like there's nothing that I do, you know, whether it was playing sports, you know, so whether it was playing football or baseball. You know, I was like, oh, you know, like my granddad, you know, I can just remember vividly, you know, like what he was telling me. And then, you know, you do things in their honor. You know, if your grandma said, you know, hey, you know, like you need to be a good person or you need to look after your sister, you know, instead of mourning them for years, you know, why don't you, you know, you take what you hold on to whatever it was that they told you, and then in their memory, you go after whatever, you know, whatever that was. And for me, you know, that was just, you know, my grandpa says, hey, you know, you're going to be something, and, you know, you just keep working hard, and you constantly keep working. And so that's exactly how I live my life. And, you know, and with all of this stuff happening, I just don't take anything for granted. I don't want to take anything for granted because I know that in an instance, you know, the switch can flip like that, you know, and there's just, you know, there's people all over the world that just don't wake up. You know, there's freaking little kids with leukemia and battling cancer and, you know, there's, you know, like people my age that, you know, maybe just was walking home and got hit by a car or, you know, was in an accident or, you know, like who knows. But, you know, the thing is that we got to keep in mind is we can't control, you know, we can't control a lot of things. But what you can control is how you react to certain things when you're down. You know, life is going to be like a roller coaster. You know, there are great moments. There are absolutely fantastic moments. You know, and, you know, with all the social media, you know, they've given us a chance to kind of, you know, stay in contact with people that we grew up with. And, you know, you can look back on the pictures and the moments that you shared with people. And, man, I look back at some of these moments and, dude, I mean, I really, you know, I have no regrets, man. I was definitely, you know, I was popular in school, but I also wasn't an asshole. And I guess, you know, to some people, if you went to school with me, you can say, like, I'm an asshole. But I feel like, you know, I feel like I was still a pretty nice person. And today, you know, I've just devoted my life to being, you know, to being a good person and, you know, just kind of you know, if somebody, you know, I feel somebody needs to smile, you know, I'm going to try and crack a joke. You know, if I feel somebody just needs someone, you know, I'm going to be there for them. So, you know, and that's just, you know, that's daily because, and I think a lot of people got it, like, are getting away from just, you know, like, just being nice to people. You know, I guess we're in this weird freaking thing where everybody's just kind of going against everybody, and you know, there's the Democrats and the Republicans and the liberals, and then there's black, there's white, there's Spanish, and then there's the gay, the lesbians, the transgenders, the biracials, the bi fucking bigender lateral or whatever the hell they're calling. There's fucking gender dysphoria and all sorts of weird shit going on. And we just, like, we need to get back to just understanding that people are people. And, you know, like, just do, you know, like, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And if we can just, get back to this one simple concept, I believe we're gonna be okay. There's nothing in the world that gets done without humans. You know, like, and you know, that obviously works both ways. So, you know, we have this great technology and, you know, we can travel on planes and trains and cars and boats. But then, you know, you got the flip side to it. You know, we're destroying the homes of the animals that live here and, you know, we're destroying the ozone. So the air we breathe is cancer and the food we eat is cancer. So, you know, like we're doing a lot of stuff, but the main thing to think about is just, you know, how we can live together in peace, you know, take it day by day and just go from there. Like, you know, and I tried to make this, you know, I guess as PC as possible. Like, I didn't want to just say, you know, oh, you know, like, fuck it, people die, and that's, you know, that's just what it is. Because, you know, people, they've had people die, so, you know, I definitely try and be empathetic with, you know, with everybody, because, you know, I'm a person, I've been in some shit, man. Like, just like, you know, you can name it, man. I've just been in some crazy stuff, and, you know, I think that's why I also have a different outlook on life, you know, because, you know, I could have died a couple times, you know, and, you know, I just thank God that I'm still here, and, you know, I still get to enjoy time with my friends and enjoy time with my family and, you know, go to work and, you know, just do, you know, do certain things I love, be there for people. Because, man, I've been in some shit. But, you know, either way, I could have just said, you know, like, you guys got to fucking get over it. You know, people die and, you know, you're still here, so you got to live your life. So, just, you know, just kind of be more mindful and be aware that, you know, people are just going through a bunch of shit. So many people are going through shit. And, you know, we complain about, you know, our flight delays, and we complain that our phones move too slow, and we just do a lot of fucking complaining. And, you know, not just taking it day by day. You know, not just saying, you know, hey, you know, you don't have to thank God, you know, if you're not religious or whatever. But, you know, I just thank God every morning that I wake up and, you know, thank him for all the crap he's kept me out of, and, you know, thank him for propelling me forward in life, and just thanking him for my wife and my family and my friends, you know, because some of us, we don't even, you know, I had friends die in high school, got friends constantly dying. And, you know, some of us just don't get to see, you know, we don't get to see the future. We don't get to see, you know, the days that we're living in now. And if you can, you don't, you know, and you don't have to like it. You know, you don't have to dislike it, but you just have to understand that, that, you know, that's life. And if you can, I don't want to say get over it, if you can just come up with a reason to fight, I believe that you're going to be okay. Because I've been through some crazy stuff, and, you know, I'm still here, and it's a miracle. It's a freaking miracle that I'm still here, to be honest. If some of you just knew some of the crap that, you know, I've been in, and, you know, times my life flashed before my eyes, and some of you deal with the same exact stuff, but, you know, this was, this medical scare was just kind of like a reawakening. You know, I knew I wasn't invincible, and, you know, I live my life day to day like I'm not. And so, you know, I try and take advantage of every opportunity that I have to, you know, help somebody else out, help my family out, help my friends out. And, you know, that's about it. Guys, I appreciate from listening. Once again, you can follow me on Facebook at Anthony King Newton. I'm on Twitter at KingNewton1077. And then also check out my website, way2woke.com. That's WAY, the number 2woke.com. Thank you, guys. I'm your host, Anthony Newton. I appreciate you for listening.